KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, let's check some high school basketball action from around the area last night. At girls' hoops, it was Walnut over Heartland Christian, 65-14. Missouri Valley beats Westwood, 46-41. Corning a winner over Stanton, 69-40. Bedford beat Clark's, 52-45. Also, as Boystown, Nebraska, downing Clarinda Academy by a final of 44-31, and Maple Valley defeating Logan Magnolia last night by a final of 55-21 in girls' hoops. In boys' basketball last night, it was Corning over Stanton, 49-47, Logan Magnolia, 51-40 over Maple Valley, and Missouri Valley beat Westwood by a score of 68-47. We have basketball tonight for you here on KJAN. Girls and boys doubleheader. Chris and I will be in Walnut tonight as the Warriors play host to the Cougars this evening of CAM. Girls will get the night started at 6:15. That's when they'll tip off. We'll be on the air a little before that to get you ready for the matchup. And then the boys game will follow tonight around 7:30 or so. That's CAM at Walnut live tonight in Rolling Hills Conference. Girls and boys doubleheader basketball this evening here on KJAN. And also you can listen worldwide just by going to our Listen Live page at KJAN.com. Well, the latest Associated Press high school boys basketball poll out yesterday afternoon has Atlantic in the Class 3A top 10. Waverly Shellrock is ranked number 1 in Class 3A. Carroll High is number 9. They're 3-1 on the year. And Atlantic, with a 3-0 mark now, is ranked 10th in this week's 3A poll. In 4A, Iowa City West is on top. In Class 2A, it's Western Christian number 1 this week, with Kemper Catholic at number 5. They're tied with Iowa City Regina for the 5th spot. In Class 1A, Danville is on top, with Trainer at number 6 and St. Albert ranked number 7th in this week's small school poll. A Southwest Ohio prosecutor says in a statement that his office will review the fight at the end of Saturday's Cincinnati-Xavier basketball game to determine whether any charges are appropriate. Each team suspended 4 players after their annual crosstown shootout basketball game ended in a melee. Referees stopped the contest with 9.4 seconds left, giving Xavier a 76-53 victory over its city rival. Well, Chris Paul isn't coming to Los Angeles, at least not now. General manager Neil Olshey says the Clippers rejected a proposed deal by the New Orleans Hornets for the All-Star guard because the team felt the cost was just too high. Whether the deal is altogether dead, though, remains to be seen. Olshey declined to identify who the Clippers had offered in exchange for Paul, but their package reportedly included center Chris Kaman, reserve guard Eric Bledsoe, forward Al-Farouq Aminu, and their number one pick in the 2012 NBA draft. It's the second time in 5 days that a deal involving Paul to Los Angeles fell apart. The Lakers were involved in the first deal. In other NBA doings, the Detroit Pistons have waived Richard Hamilton after both sides agreed to a buyout that will save the rebuilding club $4 million in salary cap space this season and $4 million more next season. Hamilton led the Pistons in scoring in 8 of his 9 years with the franchise. He helped Detroit win the 2004 NBA title during a run in which the Pistons reached at least the Eastern Conference Finals in 6 consecutive seasons. He was due to make $19 million over the final 2 years of his contract in Detroit. Hamilton is expected to find a landing spot in Chicago with the Bulls. General manager Mitch Kupchak says the Los Angeles Lakers traded Lamar Odom to Dallas only because he demanded to leave town after another deal fell through last week. Odom was originally part of the Chris Paul trade that the NBA squashed, and Kupchak says he couldn't repair his relationship with Odom. The NBA has put in place a concussion policy that will determine when players return from head injuries. The protocols went into effect with the start of training camps for the safety and protection of the players, according to the league. A person with knowledge of the negotiation says the Los Angeles Clippers have matched Golden State's $42.7 million 4-year offer for center DeAndre Jordan. Golden State signed Jordan to the offer sheet Sunday night. As a restricted free agent, the Clippers had 3 days to decide whether to match that contract. Magic CEO Alex Martin says he met with Dwight Howard a day after the Veteran Center said he hadn't spoken to General Manager Otis Smith since asking the team to trade him. Howard can opt out of his current contract in July of 2012, but Martin says the franchise is holding out hope of keeping their all-star center. Smith has previously given Howard's agent permission to talk to New Jersey, Dallas, and the Los Angeles Lakers about possible trades. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Well, the Seattle Seahawks' late-season surge continues. The Seahawks kept their postseason hopes alive last night by beating St. Louis 30-13 for their fourth win in their last five games. The Seahawks improved to 6-7 and are hoping to win out to earn a playoff berth for the second straight year. Marshawn Lynch ran 23 times for 115 yards and a late touchdown. Lynch tied Sean Alexander's Seahawks team record by scoring at least one touchdown in nine straight games. It's the fifth time in the last six games that Lynch has gone over 100 yards rushing. Undrafted rookie Doug Baldwin blocked a first-quarter punt that was returned by Michael Robinson 17 yards for a touchdown, then caught a 29-yard TD pass from Tavares Jackson in the third quarter. Seattle finishes with games at Chicago next Sunday, home against San Francisco, and on the road at Arizona on New Year's Day. The Rams fell to 2-11. I'll make that three NFL coaches fired in the past 2 weeks. Hours after the Kansas City Chiefs dismissed Todd Haley, the Miami Dolphins announced they had fired Tony Sperano, who was in the midst of a 4-9 season. Haley's injury-ravaged Chiefs are 5-8 after Sunday's 37-10 loss to the New York Jets. Sperano's dismissal came a day after Miami's 26-10 loss to Philadelphia. Haley leaves with a 19-27 record in nearly 3 years at his first NFL head coaching job. Defensive coordinator and former Cleveland Browns head coach Romeo Crennel will take over as the Chiefs' interim coach. Todd Bowles, who's been an assistant head coach in charge of the secondary, will be the Dolphins' interim coach for the final three games. Miami lost its first seven games of this year, and Sunday's loss to the Eagles ended a recent surge. Dolphins owner Stephen Ross says he's looking for a young Don Shula as his long-term solution to the Dolphins' woes. Jacksonville fired coach Jack Del Rio on November the 29th. In other NFL news, wide receiver Greg Jennings will be on the sidelines as the Green Bay Packers make their push for a perfect regular season. Come playoff time, the Packers hope to have him back. Coach Mike McCarthy says Jennings will miss 2 to 3 weeks with a knee sprain, but he's likely to return for the postseason. Elsewhere around the league, Jets coach Rex Ryan says Jim Leonard tore the patella tendon in his right knee during Sunday's win over Kansas City, and the veteran safety is done for the season. Leonard broke the same leg in a collision with a teammate during practice a little more than a year ago. Tests show that Bengals guard Bobby Williams broke his right ankle during Sunday's 20-19 loss to Houston, so he's done for the season. Dolphins quarterback Matt Moore is being evaluated for a possible concussion after leaving their game with Philadelphia midway through the second half. His status for this week's game is uncertain. Falcons coach Mike Smith is home after being taken to a hospital in Charlotte, North Carolina, following the Falcons' 31-23 win over the Panthers. The team says Smith was examined for a non-emergency matter and then returned to Atlanta about 3:30 a.m. Monday on owner Arthur Blank's private jet. Texans guard Mike Brazil had surgery to repair a broken right leg, and coach Gary Kubiak is hoping he'll be back in 3 to 4 weeks. Houston also waived veteran receiver Derek Mason, who was signed in mid-October after Andre Johnson went down with a right hamstring injury. Browns coach Pat Shurmur maintains his team's medical staff followed NFL guidelines when Colt McCoy was cleared to go back into last Thursday's game at Pittsburgh, despite a concussion. In college football news, the Mountain West Conference will ask for an automatic bid to the Bowl Championship Series for the 2012 and 2013 seasons. The BCS rules allow a league without automatic qualifying status to request an exemption for the next two seasons if its teams met certain performance standards from 2008 to 2011. Boston College linebacker Luke Kuechly won the Bronco Nagurski Award, given to the nation's top college defensive player. The other finalists were LSU defensive back Morris Claiborne, Alabama defensive back Mark Barron, Illinois defensive end Whitney Mercellus, and Penn State defensive tackle Devin Still. Well, the only NHL game of the night last night saw Zach Parise and Adam Henrique both with a goal and two assists, leading the New Jersey Devils past the Tampa Bay Lightning by a score of 5-4. In baseball news, the Phillies have traded Ben Francisco to the Blue Jays for a minor league pitcher. The 30-year-old outfielder hit .244 with six homers and 34 knocked in 100 games for Philadelphia this past season. In other off-season news around the league, the St. Louis Cardinals and shortstop Rafael Furcal have agreed to a $14 million two-year contract. That keeps the switch hitter with the World Series champions after they picked him up at the July trade deadline. The Houston Astros have signed catcher Humberto Quintero to a one-year, $1 million contract plus bonuses. The Astros avoided arbitration with the 32-year-old, who hit .240 with two homers and a career-high 25 RBIs in 79 games last season. The Pittsburgh Pirates have acquired third baseman Casey McGee from the Milwaukee Brewers in a trade for reliever Jose Veras. That move came hours after the Brewers agreed to terms with free agent third baseman Aramis Ramirez on Monday. Ramirez hit .306 with 26 homers and 93 RBIs in 149 games for Chicago last season. The Brewers finalized their one-year deal with Alex Gonzalez after he passed a physical. The 34-year-old shortstop hit .241 with 15 homers and 56 knocked in 149 games with Atlanta last season. The Rockies bolstered their depth behind the plate, agreeing to a two-year deal with Ramon Hernandez. The 35-year-old catcher hit .282 with 12 homers and 36 knocked in his third year with Cincinnati last season. The Los Angeles Angels have re-signed right-hander Jerome Williams to a one-year contract, avoiding arbitration. Williams is likely to compete for the Angels' fifth starter spot in spring training. Williams went 4-0 with a 3.68 ERA and 10 appearances for LA, including six starts. The New York Mets have signed left-handed pitcher Garrett Olson and catcher Lucas May to minor league contracts and claimed right-handed pitcher Jeremy Hefner off of waivers from Pittsburgh. The LA Dodgers have signed outfielder Tony Gwynn Jr. to a $2 million two-year contract. Gwynn appeared in a career-high 136 games at all three outfield positions with the Dodgers last season, hitting .256. The LA Angels and right-hander Jerome Williams have an $820,000 one-year contract as well. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.